Monday, June 9th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3.
All rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm for that one by myself. It's kind of low back there.
Is somebody who's here in the assessor's office need to be here, or no? Probably not.
No.
All right.
Current copy of Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Roll call, please.
Brian.
Present.
Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Here.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Present.
All right. Consent agenda. Approval of the previous minutes, June 2nd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes. New business A, hearing for a Haven House application for exemption from motor vehicle taxes by qualifying nonprofit organization for a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Touring LF, with the last four of the VIN being 6606, vehicles used to transport staff and transportation and stuff. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same thing as...
This is just a new vehicle, though. This time it's not a renewal. Right.
Okay. We've let them have it in the past, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So moved to approve.
I'll second.
Woohoo. Thanks, guys.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
C, Christy, she's not here, so I guess we don't have any clerical errors or tax list corrections. Mailer of emergency business. Nope. Public comment?
No.
I don't see any. And I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
The current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
Public comment. We'll hear public comment from anything that's not on today's agenda. So if you want to talk about anything that's not on the agenda today, now would be the time to step up.
Get them coffee.
Come on in.
Marty, you probably remember two and a half months ago, I talked to you about the cost. Everybody here has been Cook County, obviously. You know, we're paying $40 a canister every time we pick it up a month.
$40 a what?
A month.
For what?
Pick up your garbage can.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay, because everybody's aware of this. Your wife takes care of it. Anybody know what Sioux City's paying for theirs?
Per month? No idea.
No.
$18.87. What's wrong with that disparity? I did check, as I messed with you, Marty, with the law. You can merge two communities for the purposes of lowering the cost equally for us and Sausalito City to lower the cost so they're a lot closer together on it, because that would give us probably as much as Sioux City, if nothing else. And we can look into that, and the attorneys have to write that up. Got another suggestion that Bill Hackey gave me. We've got a place to dump our junk and our garbage out there. It's in the state of Nebraska. All this garbage is coming out of Sioux City, out of Iowa. Is there any penalty for that, for putting it in ours? Or is that available? In other words, any vehicles or trucks that come out of state, not out of the Dakota County, which relatives to the city would pay a tax per ton, $1, $2, I know that's the details. A suggestion, could that be worked into a revenue for us? Because at the end of the game, we got a hole that's filled up, and they may go somebody else, and we don't have any place to put our garbage anymore. So I don't know if it's really cricket to take some other states into, but they bought it. Mm. That's Midwest. I don't know all the details of it.
I can check into it. You know, as a private entity owning something, you know, I think they probably have control over what they accept.
Yeah, I looked at it, and I was going to bring a copy of it, but I didn't. But as long as it's, you know, gets in control, each would have an individual contract, but they will both make commitments to an X amount of dollars. It's got to be that's got to be worked out with attorneys. I'm not a judge.
What about the city of South Sioux? Did you check onto what they pay?
I didn't. Yes, I did. This goes back, I don't know how many years, it was $20, but I'm guessing it's probably $25. Now, I don't know. I was trying to find somebody, but that's something that, I don't know if this is a good idea, but I think it should be looked into, because that's $40.
Oh, I know. I pay the same thing. I'm rural.
When we moved in here 7 years ago, we were paying Leonard Gill $17. And I think 2 years later, he raised it a dollar. This trash company now jumped more than two times.
Yeah, it's doubled for just about everybody.
It is, and what's the reason for it? So anyway, I just want to lay that.
You bet. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything for public comment?
Mike Clark's Dakota County Star Publisher. I just wanted to let you guys know that the Dakota County Star has expanded what they're doing online. We've added a podcast. It's called the Dakota County Star Podcast. That was a brilliant suggestion by one of our coworkers. I believe it was the dog. And we've had some people on to start things out. And last week we had Brian Van Berkham stop in and chat with us and talked about all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes at the county courthouse and what kind of donuts you guys like to eat, things like that. So,
good time. But
and Rick's looking at him like, donuts? I didn't know you meant donuts. But anyway, just wanted to let you guys know that. And sometime down the road, I may be giving you guys, one of you guys, a call to chat on the show. If we talk about county issues or things like that. So we're trying to use that podcast as an opportunity to talk about local issues, local being everything in South Sioux and Dakota County. So just thought I'd let you guys know that. And it's on that CoStar.com, so check it out.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Public comment? All right. We'll go on to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from May 27th, 2025. Approval of payroll claims for May 25th to June 7th, 2025. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims. I came in earlier today and went through a payroll, and everything seems to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through C.
A second.
E.
D. D. I didn't number D. Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business and resolutions. We're going to have a hearing at this time. A hearing's for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comments regarding the addition of solar conversion system to conditional use permit under 600.30.18 in the Agricultural Zoning District of Dakota County Zoning Regulations. The additional definition to be added to Dakota County Solar Conversion Systems 900.4.101 and regarding the addition of Commercial Solar Energy Conversion System 25 kilowatt plus regulations to Dakota County zoning regulations, section 900.4.300. So at this time, I would ask, is there anybody here to talk in favor of those resolutions? Anybody with any neutral comments? Anybody to speak in opposition?
Make a motion to go ahead and close the hearing.
All right.
I'll second it.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Board to approve or not approve resolution 25C-011, Dakota County zoning ordinance addition to section 600.3.18 in the agricultural zoning district of Dakota County zoning regulations.
Marty, I'd like to make a motion that we encompass all of the readings down to
D.
E. And that we waive those other readings. That's my motion.
B, C, and D.
B, C, and for B, C, and D. Right?
Yeah. And then we can.
Yep.
They can move forward. Otherwise, we're going to be drawn out with three other meetings and hearings and such. And I don't think there's any opposition to clean energy and solar power. So that's why I make that motion to waive those other readings.
Lou?
I'll second it before we get any further.
Yeah. Lou Franco, South Sioux City, Nebraska. You know, I don't know if anything should be waived if there's going to be other readings on these other theory things, because when you combine public hearings, you know, maybe it does not give the taxpayers or the citizens an opportunity to really look at this. So I don't think it's appropriate to just bunch everything together and pass it when there are evidently they're stipulated for separate hearings, even though it's drawn out. Maybe it needs to be drawn out so the public becomes more aware of what this is actually about. And you're taking that opportunity away from the citizens.
Okay.
I got to agree with her. The public should have an interest in it. From what I've heard, I know a little about it, and just to be in front of this meeting, but I agree with what she said.
This is all from approval of planning and zoning, correct?
Yeah. Planning and zoning went through it.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, so when you ask, do I have to say my name again?
No.
Okay. So when you ask the audience, the people, if they oppose or agree or neutral, they don't even know what to agree with. They don't know what to say neutral. They don't know what to say negative, that they don't want it, because do you people understand all of this, what's going on?
We've been to the planning and zoning meetings, and those meetings are for the public, and the public should come to those meetings if they want to be well versed on what's going on.
But does that give the a specific?
So the zoning people make the decision, and they're a group of individuals from throughout the county. They make the decision to move it on to the board here for approval. We have a meeting for the opposition, neutral, or whatever. And as you can see, this room is not filled with anybody. And all of this stuff is online and can be read daily.
Well, how many people know that? And how many members of the planning and zoning understand all of this completely. Well, I mean, they can read it. You can read a lot of things. You can read the law, but as far as the interpretation of it, there can be six different people given six different interpretations of it. So I think it needs to be not bunched together. So if people here are more concerned, or if I say to somebody, well, what do you think of this? And they say, well, I don't know about this, and I don't know about that. It gives them time to research it. Because if the intent is not to bunch them all together, there's a reason for that. And it's to hear everything individually so things are completely understood.
The intent of the planning and zoning meetings are to have that all hashed out. And what they do is that group refers their recommendation to us. So, you know, like Rick said, anybody in the county is welcome to attend those meetings and get every bit of information that's out there. And if they have any questions, they have all those questions answered. That's when that is to be done.
Well, you still ask if anybody agrees, opposes, or neutral.
And nobody did.
But my question is, and so bunching them together is, I think, an issue that needs to be looked at and not bunched together.
Was the public notified through the planning and zoning? In other words,
yes. It was advertised, yes.
It's advertised in the Code of County Star.
And those are all in the minutes of the planning and zoning.
Okay. That's all I was saying.
And then to kind of reiterate it, Mission Clean Energy has provided somebody to be present at all those planning and zoning committees to answer those technical questions. They've been meeting with us pretty regularly, explaining all of the things to us as well. So, I mean, I feel very confident about it since I've been approached by them. I know Rick's been part of the planning and zoning committee meetings all the time to be there to ask the questions, to speak for the people. So I understand, Lou, where your hesitation is coming from about bunching them together.
I'd like to learn more about it. I mean, you know me, I like to investigate, but still, this is a huge complex where we're replacing soil. How many acres are you talking about covering this?
They're talking anywhere from 1 acre to 1,600 acres, and it's got to be in a certain area. You know, and it's mostly wetlands and things like that we can make, you know, a viable piece. And they're going to be bringing tax revenue to the county when they can start their business and stuff.
No, I understand. I know this is like solar or windmills. Mm-hmm. I'm not too crazy about windmills because they don't last very long. I like to understand more. What's the downturn of putting, using up what land in it? I don't even know where it's at, where they're putting it. But anyway, I'll find out.
Yep.
We'll call for the vote, Marty.
Yep. Yeah. We had a recommendation by Rick, motion by Rick, and a second by Brian.
This is just to waive the readings. This is not for the resolutions, correct?
I'm not sure what you guys are meaning by the readings. I mean, we have resolutions.
I wasn't sure that we had to have multiple readings either for a resolution.
Usually,
or not. If it's for the resolution, I think we probably
do individually.
I think we probably need to do them individually.
Approve the resolutions and then separate motion to waive the three readings.
There's I don't know that there's a requirement.
I think we have three meetings. I don't think that's
there's a requirement. I don't.
I didn't know sure if there was or not. Kim's not here, unfortunately, but I didn't know if there's anything.
When I was on other boards,
the city has a requirement,
right,
with their city council. If they're,
you sure that they were not held to that too? No,
Jolene,
we just have
you
one
reading. I've never done that.
Yeah,
I've
never done that.
20 years, we've never done that.
Okay, so let's go to B. Board to approve or not approve Resolution 25C-011, Dakota County Zoning Ordinance Edition, Section 600.3.18 in Agricultural Zoning District of Dakota County Regulation. Anybody making a motion to approve 25C-011?
Well, we still have a motion on the table right now. We need to either
withdraw
that or vote on that.
Whatever. Let's withdraw the... Okay. Do you want to withdraw?
Yeah, I'm willing to withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Then I would make a motion that we approve Resolution 25C-001 and authorize the board to sign.
Second.
Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
C, approve or not approve Resolution 25C-012.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Second.
25C-012.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Board to approve or not approve Resolution 25C-013, Dakota County Zoning Ordinance, addition to Section 900.4.300, the addition of commercial solar energy conversion system 25 kilowatt plus regulation to Dakota County zoning regulations. We got a motion there?
So moved.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Board to approve or not to approve Resolution 25C-014, directing the highway superintendent to study the use being made of public roads specific to petition to vacate road at intersection S Avenue and 207th Street, starting at S Avenue, going west to dead end approximately 0.265 miles in Section 27, Township 28N, Range 6E, Dakota County, Nebraska. There's a map in the back of your packet that shows that particular property.
So moved to approve.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
County Treasurer's Office requesting approval of Resolution 25C-015, releasing two pledged securities.
Me again.
Hi.
Hello. I just want some, just letting you know that we want to release some securities because we don't have, no need for it at the present moment in time. The tax season is expired for now until later.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 25C-015.
I second that.
Thank you very much. That will be easy.
Thank you, and thank you for the updated report that you gave us this month, and maybe we'll keep getting it on a monthly basis.
Yep, and I'll make sure you get it every month.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Rodney Riesdorf, requesting permission to close Stable Drive to hold car show event. Scene of the crash being held at Dakota County Thurston Fairgrounds on July 18th, 8 a.m. through July 20th at 10 a.m. And to use the county road barricades. He's had this for several years. It's a great success.
Yeah. Seems to be growing every year.
Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, basically just permission to close it down. Foot traffic, safety, you know.
Yep.
Just like the fairs, people walking back and forth. So.
Yep, yep. It seems to be a well-attended event, so congratulations to you.
Yeah.
So I'd make a motion to approve that.
I'd second.
There's some flyers for you guys.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. You do your own artwork?
No. We try to change it up here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
This one's different.
Yeah. How about Greg Utek, Dakota County, Thurston County Fair Board, requesting approval of special designation liquor license for the following events or representative for July 30th, the tractor pull, August 1st, figure eight racing, and extreme bull riding and cornhole tournament.
Yes, so I'm Laurel Droin, not Greg Utek, with the Dakota Thurston County Fair, and I was just wanting to get permission for a liquor license for our fair.
So moved.
So moved.
Yeah, second. Done her many times.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for coming down, and thanks for all you guys do out there.
Yes,
there's
welcome
nothing,
guys
there's
to
nothing
attend.
In there.
You bet.
Nice, right. Columbus Net, bro.
It's on.
I think
it's on there.
I think it was there.
Thank you.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cherie Conley, Dakota County Fair Board, requesting approval to close a portion of Stable Drive for safety to attend the fair July 30th through Sunday, August 3rd. Approval to use the road department and approval to apply mag water a portion of Stable Drive from Gateway Drive East to the fair entrance for dust control, splitting cost with county.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
You're welcome.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah. Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Approval of county surplus report from May 30th, 2025 surplus sale. There were some items that sold, the majority that didn't. The question that did arise is the two vehicles were not bid on, and do we want to just put them on big iron and see what we get out of them, or do we want to have them picked up by scrappers? I don't know. It seems like there's some value in those, but I don't know. I'm not.
I was contacted by a guy that does that, and he didn't have any problem with giving them the minimum at all, maybe a little bit more. So I could contact him, have him get a hold of whoever.
Yeah.
Is that something we want to do?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I'm fine with that.
Been up for bid, and nobody's...
Yeah, let's see.
And the one's been there for 2 years. No,
yep.
Didn't get a bid on last year. So.
Okay.
Time for it to be gone.
Yep. Yep.
All right, I'll get a hold of him.
All right.
And if he doesn't purchase them, then what's your guys' next step? Big iron?
They'll take them. Yeah, we could go to big iron. Yeah.
Okay.
But there again,
by the time you pay
the fee to big iron,
yeah,
you might as well just wash your hands of them. So we'll get rid of them.
Need a motion.
We'll make a motion
so
to
moved.
Get rid of those vehicles based on Rick contacting a third party to.
We'll get her done.
You approve the rest of the surplus report?
Yeah, and then approve the rest of the surplus report.
Is there any of that other surplus that had like metal in it that we didn't get rid of that the junkers could take too? Old filing cabinets?
Old filing cabinets,
sir.
Wood. There's a couple of metal ones, three metal ones.
Yeah. We'll have to look at them.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be good to get rid of them.
Okay, so Marty moved and then Jeff seconded. Who seconded that?
I moved.
You moved.
I'll second it.
Jeff. Okay. Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Approve Dixon, Dakota interlocal agreement to share veteran service officer for period July 1, 2025 through July 30th, 2026. Our veteran service officer also services Dixon County. They pay a portion of his salary, and he's very involved and done a terrific job for our local veterans.
Yes, he does.
Make a motion to approve. approve the interlocal agreement.
Second.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Board to discuss and approve or not approve county contracting services with Lutz and Company with consulting and helping to prepare the 25-26 county budget. Sheree and I were down at the NACO budget seminar, and we met an accountant from Lutz. She does the budget for Hall County. Took an informal poll at the meeting, and it seems like probably 40 to 50% of the counties are having a third party at least advise them on their budgets. The budget is a different format this year, and for that reason would be comfortable having having them help us with our budget. It's a type of deal where once you get through it a time or two, you know, it's not something you sign up for a number of years. Once you learn the process, we can use them as much or as little as we think we need to.
I make motion to approve the contract with Lutz.
I'd second that.
I think it's a no-brainer.
I would appreciate the help because it's changed a lot. Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Approve NDOT and Dakota County Weed Control Operation and Equipment Rental Agreement for May 2025 through May 1st, 2026. Go ahead, step on up.
Yeah, so this is the contract I was discussing with you prior. Tim Koning, the District 3 engineer, sent me the prior contract that we had with them in 2016. So I used that template to draw up that contract, and I just raised it from $75 an hour to $100 an hour for the equipment rental rate. That's what we're going to charge them. It'll be billed on a monthly cycle.
So when you when you're doing right-of-ways for the state,
yes,
they would be billed at that at yep. that rate.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Does that include the chemical?
That does include the chemical. Yes. I talked with Mike Allen. He has a little bit different setup with them. They pay him a $2 per gallon for the chemical, but his rate's also lower. So I just went.
You're comfortable with?
Yep.
This rate,
yep,
including the chemical.
And what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to be splitting that with the road department, since the road department pays my wages and they pay for the fuel and truck. So $50 of that will go to the road department. $50 will be kept in my budget.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Well, it just seems awful cheap. $100 an hour.
That's Dixon County's rate was $90 an hour.
Was it?
That was their current contract. So.
I'm making a motion to approve the NDOT and Dakota County Weed Control contract.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Board to approve or not approve the request for from Chief Deputy Decker to purchase new vehicle for the jail sheriff department.
I'm going to throw you a curveball and change one thing. So I gave you a Ford, a Traverse, and a Ford. They have one Tahoe available, so the price has changed a little bit. Yours is like the one I didn't highlight. I take that one.
I'm just giving you one.
But now you don't want one?
I guess you just only need a vehicle, do you?
I don't know. Hey, I can ride a bike.
Yes.
Or a horse. I could have put it in there. We're under budget in the jail and the sheriff's office this year. We have the money. I just Wednesday and Friday picked up our three vehicles that we ordered 9 months ago. Vehicles are difficult to get right now. And so I'm already to the point where I need to order vehicles again. So They have a Tahoe sitting over at Carl's, and the price is 52, whatever it says on there, highlighted. That'd be, basically, that'd be to replace one of the deputy's vehicles. The vehicle that we'd be replacing, we'd give to Randy. It'd probably be my vehicle. It's got 59,000 miles on it. It's a diesel. He does a lot of the transports. So it's going to the jail for all intents and purposes because Randy gets paid out of jail. He does a lot of transports to the jail. And we're replacing a vehicle that had over 100,000 miles on it, one of the other deputies' vehicles. It's kind of why I'm asking is because right now we're sitting good on the budgets for both the jail and the sheriff's office. The Traverse would replace the minivan, so we'd have a secure local transport. Well, it'd go anywhere, but it'd be a they use the minivan for a lot of local medical transports. It doesn't have secure, it's not secured, so I cringe every time the jailers take one or two people in there and they're sitting behind them without a cage.
Would the Traverse be secure?
The Traverse would have cages in it, yeah, that the quote's in there for the cage too.
The other
one I don't have equipment built in because I just found out Friday. Like I said, but I mean, there's probably not any one single item that's over $5,000 to build out the lights and the cage. And actually, the only thing that probably would be a radio. The radio would probably, I don't know how much they are right now, but that'd be over $5,000. But like I said, we're doing a lot of these. Federal prisoner transports, and these guys aren't the nicest guys in the world, so I cringe every time they take that minivan anywhere. So.
And the three that you just put on the road, those were all replacements for deputies?
Yes, yes. So
you're looking at doing both the Tahoe and the Traverse?
And the Traverse, yeah. That would eliminate one vehicle I probably need this fall, and I'm still probably going to ask for a vehicle in the fall like I do every year. But it's sitting here right now. That's why I'm like, as it sits now, it'd be a good thing to just grab it now and replace it now while they're sitting there. Because I don't know, they didn't, and I just found about Friday, they didn't have anything. I got a Tahoe from them on Friday, and they're like, well, we have one Tahoe left. And they had the Fords, but when he said he had a Tahoe, everybody likes them. They got more room. They're easier. We've never tried a Ford before, so I don't have anything bad to say about them. But and we do have Tahoes, so
the budget's fine.
Yeah, we're 7% under, and the sheriff's office about $150,000 under, and 5 to 7% under in the jail, which is $300,000 under. So even with the new van or the used van and the Traverse, and
the used van is it.
It is sitting over there. I got the Tahoe in the same place. They're just waiting to stick the cage in it. So.
Okay. Elizabeth was here a couple meetings ago, and we talked about a transport van.
Yes.
Has that been purchased?
It's been purchased. We've got the title. They're just waiting to put the
cage in it.
So. Okay.
Yep.
We'll end up with three transport vehicles that have cages in them, and right now we have... I'm not counting Randy's because Randy does a ton of transports. I used his for a trade-in, so he doesn't have a vehicle currently. Because in this 10-month period of ordering these new trucks, one of the trucks that we were going to trade in blew up. It's the Dodge sitting over there. So that's what happens when, you know, they get to 100,000 miles and they're used as patrol vehicles. They just...
There's a trade-in? You're trading two?
Trading one in.
I'm one. Not trading one in because if anything, I'm not going to trade it into Carl's. They don't give us anything for them. I might hold it and trade it in the fall because, like I said, there's going to be another... Basically, we need 3 to 4 vehicles every year. I mean, that's that with the number of vehicles the sheriff's office has, to recycle them every 100,000 miles or 5 years, we need to get 3 to 4 vehicles every year. That's just the way it is with the number of deputies. So we got 15, 16 vehicles... Actually, I think we have 17. So every 5 years, that's 3, and then one odd year, it takes 4 vehicles to cover it. So every year. So.
So on the Tahoe, that you're not going to trade that.
There's nothing going to be traded in on it because, like I said, I'm not trading. I'm not trading to Carl's. If I was trading, I might have thought about trading if we were going to go to Husker Auto Group, but Carl doesn't give you anything for them. Just some dealers don't give you nothing, and some dealers are good about it, and Carl's is not good about it. So,
we'll sell
a couple other vehicles. We'll sell the minivan. There's a car over there we can put on the auction. You guys can do what you want with it. I mean, they all run, so they're there. But like I said, we sell that minivan, the pickup that we're replacing that's got 100,000 miles on it. Probably just keep that as another either. We got
backup.
We just had two deputies quit. Got a couple that have applications out, so that we have jailers in the academy now, and they have to have a vehicle to go back and forth and training and everything else. And vehicle breaks down. I mean, when this vehicle broke down, we were, you know, we had deputies putting miles on cars on these new trucks because they're using the same truck over and over because we don't have the vehicle. So it's just a good time with the excess money we have in our budget, and the availability is the big deal. They're here, so they're available.
But one thing, just because you have money in the budget doesn't mean the money's there. That's the thing you always have to remember. If our tax asking or things don't get paid, it's not there. So because there's money in the budget isn't always a true statement, because there's not always that money there.
Well, all right, let me just rephrase that. We haven't spent our allocated money for the year, is what I mean to say. So.
Yeah, have a good, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
But it'd be nice to return that allocated money back to the budget so we can lower the taxes.
This is on the next budget.
So,
need vehicles. I make a motion to go ahead and purchase the Tahoe and the Traverse.
Second.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Old business miscellaneous. Jolene, highway or the county road report.
Good afternoon.
Good.
Hi.
We had 235.5 hours maintaining, 12.5 hours overtime, one on tree removal. The guys replaced the culvert on Fiddler Creek. They spent 30 hours on that, 10 hours widening 250th and R Avenue. That was in the minimum maintenance road. 138.5 hours hauling gravel into the yard, or hauling gravel. We hauled 159.1 ton of 1-inch rock into the yard, or onto the roads. Good gracious, I'm sorry. 201.14 tons of road gravel out on the roads. We hauled 423.3 tons of 1-inch rock into the yard, and 337.8 tons of gravel hauled into the yard. 15 hours on sign repair, 20 hours doing spraying. And then, as you can see, we had some concerns for grading and gravel. That little misty rain didn't help us too much, but we got the dump truck last Thursday, and Dean got it up and going. He's hauling with the dump truck this afternoon. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
Question on M Avenue. Did they have that first section? Are they thinking they're done out there in that first section?
Oh, no.
I see that they hauled. I had somebody call me and said that they hauled some rock out and she's footing it in, so they didn't know if they're done in that that area. Or?
So I talked to them this morning and they said that they were going to embed that, pack that, and then tomorrow morning is when we would go out and haul the gravel. So that first mile, that first mile south of Dan's is pretty close, and they've already started on the next mile north,
okay.
They said.
There was some concerns with field driveways were not passable in that section that they had done there.
They didn't. Okay, we can look into that.
And I heard some concerns about the ditches were kind of V-ditch, which would cut. I didn't know. So that being an engineered project, is engineer out there, are they responsible for going out and improving the...
They're the ones sending people out there to go look. So the concerns about the ditches.
Yeah, and the field entrances, driveways.
And did they say what they didn't like about the field entrance?
I don't think it's non-existent. I think they cut it off.
Well, I know we have all the culverts for them, and I do not think, I think they've taken one culvert,
okay,
and hauled one out there. So that's probably just they, not
they,
to that point yet.
I told them that, you know, weren't sure that it was done or anything yet. There's just...
And the concern of the ditch, a little nervous. The contour of it?
The contour, yeah. It was sloped to a V because it looked like they just were doing it with a grader. They didn't have a pan or anything else out there, okay, doing that. So I guess I don't have a copy of the engineering specs on it, but I can't think that they want a V ditch.
But yeah, with the field entrance, I would have to say that they probably just aren't to that point.
Yeah.
But not knowing, I
yep.
can't answer that, but I'll have the engineer look in on that.
Perfect.
I had Rick Hyatt out on 210th said he's getting, there's a fair amount of golf course traffic on his road, and he was just wondering if near the residences they could put a little slower speed limit on. Is that a possibility, or
that would require a traffic study?
That's
you know, they start off telling you it's $2,000 and $4,000 or $5,000 later.
Yeah,
that's what it
that's
is.
Kind of.
We're not allowed to put slow signs
yeah.
up because that's interpretive.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll give him a holler back. He was kind of under that understanding. He had a pretty good working knowledge of what he was talking about. I think he just wanted to talk to somebody, you know. And I don't blame him because he said there's kids out there and stuff, but.
Are the concerns of the speeding then? Or
The speeding, yeah.
The
that's
speeding.
The concern. That they're
so
going, yeah.
Then usually what we tell people is to call the law enforcement center, and then they kind of have deputies go out in that area a little more frequently.
The thing is, and it's I know it's kind of their shtick, but there's no signs to find the golf course. You know, so they just say, look for the flag. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of the mystique of it. A lot of courses are that way now. But if there was a few signs, it would be a lot easier for people to find it, and they wouldn't wind up driving all over the county.
Yeah, I know some of the people that work out there, when people call complaining that we can't find you, they're like,
yeah.
they wish there were signs out there, too. So,
yeah.
Any more questions? I will say we're looking into purchasing a better road magnet. I think, Dean, did he talk to you about that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The one we have is homemade, and I mean, it picks stuff up, but not enough. And
yeah.
We're still, I mean, we get a lot of angry calls in a couple areas of the county. I don't know where all the
not north of Jackson, I bet.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
And
what's that?
Tim?
No, I don't call her.
I know, but I spent enough time out there where I know.
He has his neighbor's call.
No, I know what he's saying.
But anyway, we're looking for what we, Dean researched and found one that's actually made for it.
I would think that if with that new bar on that grader, the way it kind of breaks that up and you run a magnet after that, you think that'd do a great job.
And we've done that. We've tried that. And
yeah, you know, no, a new magnet, I'd say, would be much needed.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll help save some flat tires and a few phone
calls.
With
that old river bottom where this guy lives, all the floods and stuff that have been out there, that's where all that stuff's coming from.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, yeah, that
washes
makes sense.
Up.
Because there's some places it's like, where
old
is
building
it
sites.
Yeah. I know.
People, this one lady says she's resorted to, she bought a small magnet, and she goes on a walk. And she sends me pictures of what she's collected for the day. So it's just unreal what they're finding.
I've seen it. I've had a few pictures sent to me, too, and it's like, you don't use a spatula at a gravel pit. That didn't come from the county.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess
you're up
Rody.
Next again.
Board to discuss and decide how to proceed with the request of Bill Rody to place a light at the intersection of Highway 77 and 225th Street.
So I called one of the power or the electrical people, and they said we're better off just going with the power company. By the time we buy a solar light and pay them to install it, we're several hundred dollars in, and then we have to maintenance it. Lightning could strike it. Can come down in a snowstorm, windstorm, whatever, and then we got to start all over again. Whereas we have the power company do it, it's $13.50 a month, kind of a no-brainer. So he goes, I will take your money, but I think you're better off going through the power company if that's the choice you want to make.
I think it's the easiest way to go, too.
Yeah.
It'd be the easiest way to go. I have gotten two calls in the last week saying, well, I see if we get that light there, I want mine at. You know, two other people that said they want a light if this light goes. So
the only thing I would say to that is Tracy at the Law Enforcement Center had a good point, is when that bridge gets closed in Homer, that's the only access. Well, they got one further south, but that's the main access in the town. Right. And that would be nice to have a light for that.
When that bridge was closed, I mean, that traffic was on that nonstop. So. Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to approve the Bill Rohde light.
If you don't mind, Rick, one question. Where would that light be located? Would it be located between the right-of-way and between the railroad and the highway?
Bill said there was a pole, existing pole down there that we could use. I was just down there the other day, and I was going to pay more attention to where that was.
Because the existing pole is actually a ways off of the highway there, and then I think it goes underground.
Across
quite a ways.
Because, if it was back there, it wouldn't do any good at the intersection.
Right.
It was at the pole. The railroad has quite a bit of right-of-way, and then it probably meets up to the highway right-of-way.
There's, not much room there. But I did notice that there's a street light in Homer between the highway and the railroad.
If they're going to do it, if you put one there, it'd be good. If you put it back on the other side of the tracks,
sometimes the railroad gets a little picky about that stuff too. If it's going to be cleared back, another, 20, 30, 50 feet from the railroad, I don't know that it's going to do a whole lot of good.
It's going to be too far back.
You got it, and you can't put it in the railroad right away.
But we can put it on. Can we put it on the highway right away?
You can put it on the state highway.
Yeah, right, we should be all right then, because there's got to be some right away before that road there. So.
So I'll check if they can put it there again. Yeah. So if we can get by with the $13.50 a month and not having the cost of putting up a pole or doing all that other stuff, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my motion. Somebody get a second.
I'll second it.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
No.
Rick?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why Brian voted no. So, if they need a light there, but let's put one in a safety deal.
The reason why I voted no is I'm worried about what that's going to open up.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of requests.
That's what I'm worried about, because I don't want to have to pay $13.50 for
100 lights around here.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I'd be concerned about it too, but I know that intersection. And
we did check with the Law Enforcement Center, and they haven't had any accidents there. But that's not to say they won't.
Right.
Isn't that where? Wasn't there a semi-trailer train deal there just recently? Like a year?
No, it was further north.
Yeah. That was just further north.
Weeks ago.
That was about Doc and Kane's deal.
No, there's been so many semi-trains on that stretch.
Yeah, that stretch there has been a kind
on that intersection?
Yeah, that intersection.
Nighttime?
No, I don't know about at night.
Okay.
No, these guys are doing this during the daytime when you can see just fine.
Light doesn't matter then.
Yeah. But it's nice when you get down there later on and you're investigating it at night that it's lit up.
Even with the mobile light packages we buy you?
We have those, too.
Well, I'm still going to vote yes for it.
Jeff?
Yes.
Artie?
Well, I'll go yes. Just for Brian. I agree. I know. We will get many requests in the future.
We will. So. Right. And you just got to take
into consideration. Just look at them at their own, make sure they all have their own.
With the gas plant there and the methane injection plant.
That methane injection plant, too, it's going to continue to grow. There's going to be a lot more truck traffic
Now, that's only if we are able to put it
in an area where the intersection
where it's going to be covered
by the light, and not 40 miles back.
Right.
I'll reach out to the power company and have them take a look and see what we can do there. And
make sure we can get it in between that highway and the railroad.
Okay. If I have any further issues, I will contact the roads committee people, and we'll go from there.
All right. Hey, one last question. Any luck? You one short right now?
One short yet.
Get some apps, or haven't got any process yet?
I've sent a couple out and haven't got anything back.
Okay.
So I think we kind of talked about even maybe we kind of hate to do it, but we kind of get everybody in graders, so we're looking at for a shop person.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm hoping nobody in the road department wants to go to the shop, and then we need to look for somebody for the grader, but we'll hopefully get somebody sooner rather than later. At least we got the blades full, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Commissioner committee reports.
I just like I said, went to NACO last week, or to Kearney to the NACO meetings last week. A lot of good information, as always. Wednesday morning was all about Board of Equalization. Like I said, got to meet the TURC representatives. Talked about categories of complaints and protest process. And then Wednesday afternoon and Thursday was commissioner stuff. A lot of good information there. Like I said, brought back some programs. You may want to look at those.
I didn't have anything this time around.
I had a conversation with Lance Hedquist from the city about doing some stuff with the Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful, kind of getting that revamped. So between him, myself, and Sally Reiner, we're going to try to get some stuff, get some things worked out in the near future.
All right, very good. I take that back. I did get a call from Glenn Meyer the other day, our state senator, and he said that he's going to be in the area tomorrow at 10 o'clock, or Wednesday at 10 o'clock. South Sioux's paving their road down around the Bet Freedom Park there from Dogandera Park up to the center there. It's going to be a plastic road. Apparently it's a combination of ground grocery bags, etc.
with
a mix. So it's a new process they're going to try. And so if anybody's bored at 10 o'clock in the morning and wants to watch a cement truck, that's where you should be.
It's a really cool project. I got to go talk to the UNL Extension researcher. She's from Brazil, who helped do all that and kind of
came up with
the recipe. Was a process. But they did trial and error, and we're going to be the first plastic road in the state of Nebraska.
If they could blow those bags that are on the bypass's fence from Walmart into that road, we'd all be a lot better off on that. But no, that's a pretty cool idea. Hopefully it works. And anybody else? Mail or emergency business?
None that I know of.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, there you have it.
There's something to sign, no way.